Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. All right. Hey guys, it's Kitty. Today I have with me Sean Fitz. I actually know him as the bassist of Otherwise, but he has a long musical journey of his own, which I'm excited to talk about. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining me.
Absolutely.
So I want to dive in and talk about, I read through some of your musical experiences and things like that, and it looks like you've been around a little longer than a lot of people may know. What are some experiences or people that have inspired you throughout to have you continue doing the music? What gives you that drive?
I guess, I don't know, like over the years, like I've always met different people that have encouraged me to continue the music journey. Early on, like looked up to like Eddie Van Halen and John Mayer and Prince and artists like that, like that I wanted to aspire to be as close to them as I could. And I don't know, like just over the years, I've always met awesome individuals that have encouraged me to continue on the music journey. So,
okay. Have you always wanted to be a musician?
I guess I started as a musician kind of around the time that the Guitar Hero video games started coming out. That kind of opened my eyes up to that sort of world. I never really grew up with a lot of like going to a lot of concerts or anything until I was like more of a teenager, but it kind of just opened my eyes up to like the rock scene. And
music can have this profound effect on mental health and just well-being. What do you think the connection is between mental health and music?
I think that, I don't know, definitely for me, I can only speak on me personally when it comes to mental health, but music has been a great outlet for me to be able to, especially in the down times, to be able to give me something to take my mind off of whatever's putting me in this mood, you know?
Yeah.
And I have to say, especially, I don't know what I would do without music. Like, yeah. I've done this kind of stuff for quite a while now, and like I don't think that there would be much else I would want to do.
It's just in your blood.
Absolutely.
It's just in your blood. Did you have any other things that you wanted to do when you were younger?
No, not really. Like, I think once I found music, that was kind of just like that. It was just like tunnel vision. That's what I wanted to do. My parents started me on piano lessons when I was like 5 or 6 years old, and it didn't really take. I was like a little too all over the place that young for it, but by the time I was like 9, 10 years old, I picked up the guitar and I've been playing ever since.
I don't know why, but it reminded me, do you watch South Park?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Guitar Hero episode?
Absolutely.
It's one of my favorite ones. It's like shows that division from like dad and versus the kids doing it and all those competitions and things like that. I love it. Yeah. That's just the first thing that came to mind with it.
I don't know. I guess that was the first thing that that came into my life that kind of showed the attitude behind being and the mentality you have to have to kind of like do and make music. I don't know. It just kind of sells. It definitely sold the rock star dream to me.
Yeah. I like the whole rock star vibe, but I also love the part that that you can see a person in there so many times. You know, like I've used Adrian and some other people, and it's like on stage, totally different, but I think there's this misconception a lot of times that you guys aren't human, you know?
No. Yeah, we still have pretty regular lives outside of that 30 minutes every night, you know.
Yeah, but it does take something special because I spent most of my life trying to hide from being in the spotlight. And so it does take something special and a certain mentality to jump up in front of people and still perform. Have you had the experience of performing just for a few people, but still having to put on that full show? And
Yeah, absolutely. I
yeah.
mean, I've played more to no barely any people than I have to a
Yeah.
lot of people, for sure.
I think that's why I always show up to anybody that I know that's playing a live show that I can, because I think I've been there when it might have been just me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know how you guys do it, because it would be very defeating, but you
I
guys have
think
all.
that's, I wouldn't even say that it's defeating. I think it's almost more, for me personally, it's more intimidating to play. If I'm sitting at my house and I'm playing acoustic songs for people that are over, that's more intimidating than playing in front of like 1,000 people. It's just
Really? Just because the intimacy of it?
intimacy of it. I don't know, you kind of like lose a little bit of that. You're kind of just locked in and in your zone when it's just the lights are all going, and I don't know, you kind of a switch is flipped at that point, and you're kind of just locked in for the hour.
That's interesting. So just a question that pops up, is the Sean that everybody knows that's on stage very different than the Sean that you know when you're by yourself? Like, are you more
Oh.
introverted and
No,
different
I
than
wouldn't
being?
say. I'm always like been the type of person that's trying to talk to everybody around me and like do stuff. I burn out, you know. I think that's like one thing that artists are guilty of is you definitely can like overstimulate yourself, especially when you're going and doing tours where you're around people 24/7, and then you just go home and it all stops. And that's kind of like, I don't know, that's usually where like my depression has come into play. And I've always had to like distract myself with other things. And that's why I like sit here. This is like my living room slash studio, but I sit here and like just work on music. And if I'm ever having a down day, you got to force yourself to put a couple hours in and kind of turn it around.
I've heard post-tour depression or post-tour letdown is a very real thing.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's like anything. Like you
Yeah.
just have like a good night at a one show or whatever, and I don't know, the come down from that is like probably similar to, I've never done any hard drugs, but it's probably similar like comparison, to be honest.
Like going on vacation and having to go back to work.
Yeah,
It's kind of like.
exactly. Exactly. Well, and that's the other thing too, is like I'm a bartender server, and going from maybe playing a show every night for a month and then having to go back to that, it's just like there's nothing wrong with it. Like I do like what I do and I have to do what I have to do, but it's quite different, you know.
Yeah, I think that it's hard to be. I'd recently had to start a new job just to kind of continue on my business to have funds for bills and to move my business. And I think that it's hard to go from being a place where you can expand and do all the things that you want to do and it's really fulfilling, and then going back to doing a job, it feels like it makes you small. I know that it's, you know, good to do and all those things, but I think there's a big difference between going and living what makes you fulfilled versus having to do what you need to do to pay your bills or to move your business forward or however you need to do it.
I think over the years too, when it comes to I don't know, like just finding like happiness and finding not getting caught up in depression. I've definitely worked at places where like the environment is just not good, and going back from playing shows and going back into unhealthy environments, or even like kind of what this new song is about, going back to bad relationships. And you have to just be aware of that, because it does affect your art, and you have to be able to get yourself out of those situations. Like over the last year especially, like my whole life has kind of been flipped. I kind of did a whole 180 on it, and I just really like where I'm at now, like the day jobs that I have to work and the little side hustles that I do here and there. It makes the art better, and it's a lot better for my mental health.
Yeah, these are the things that move you forward, whereas, without doing them, you might not be able to go, further. So that brings us to you have a release coming out, and I did get a little sneak peek, and I'm super excited about it. I would love to dive in to, I won't say the muse, but the background maybe of the song for anybody that may hear the song. It is called Fake Relationships. And what is the background, if you don't mind sharing?
So the first concept of the song, I'm like a I write a lot of different music that I never release, and sometimes I'll just sit down and like be able to bang out like most of a song in a couple hours. Like I do all the producing myself. I produce all the instruments, and when it comes time to like really get into like laying down vocals, I'll just usually go probably like 80% of what made it onto the final track is what I did at the first day of actually recording it.
Wow.
And I go through and I tweak from there because some stuff just like the wording doesn't work or something. But Fake Relationships is kind of about my like loose concept is you go to like a bar or you go to like a restaurant and you have like this interaction with somebody and it's kind of like, oh, you're all friendly and it's super good, but you're like not friends with this person, actually. You know, it's kind of like a fake relationship that you have for like this small period of time.
Yeah.
And then I guess the bigger picture on it is like a lot of times you might find yourself in like a relationship with somebody or a long-term relationship, and it's just like very one-sided. Like you're not really getting anything out of it, but you're kind of just comfortable where you're at. And there's like the bridge of the song, the lyrics are, I just have to fake it by myself.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're more so going to be better off faking it by yourself than you are faking it with somebody that you're not actually in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Because a relationship is about two people, not about a one side.
Yeah.
So.
And do you, I'm sure that you find too, just on the road or just in general, that do you have a hard time finding people who are actually authentic? I think that the world is just not so much an authentic place anymore, and it's hard to get to that depth,
I
I
think
think.
that kind of comes back to what I was saying about being in the right environment as far as like the jobs that you work and well, and especially the people you hang around. Like there's a lot of people I just won't hang around with very often because I just know that it's like not a genuine or a healthy relationship. Yeah. So I don't think it's hard to find authentic people. There's authentic people as long as you're like willing to like put in the time to actually get to know somebody.
Yeah, I think that's something whenever I teach, and it's if you want to find authentic people, you have to first kind of make yourself vulnerable and show people who you really are, because without them
Yeah, you
knowing who
gotta
you
kind of
really
put
are,
yourself out there. And I
there's
guess, you know, like, I mean, people are, some people are different. I've never really had a problem just putting myself out there. It's,
Yeah. I think a lot of people have that mask that they keep on for a while. And, I think they were taught maybe that it's not safe. And there's going to always be bad things that happen, whether you're authentic or not. And I like to always end the podcast with the question that if someone comes to you and they're struggling with mental health, what is some advice that you could give them?
I guess like try to put yourself in situations that like make you feel better. Try not to like be too much in your head on topics that might lead to bad mental health, you
Yeah,
know.
some self-sabotage happens a lot.
Self-sabotage is definitely pretty prevalent in our society, and I think that like people need to do more. If they want more, you know, that's the thing is like you have to kind of force yourself to do things that you might not necessarily be comfortable with at first to get in a better headspace. And then from there, you can actually work on growing.
Yeah, and everything's uncomfortable at first. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life of KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynne.com, kittylynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.